Hello, everyone. Today we'll be starting a new book in our Bible reading plan. And for the next few weeks, we'll dive into the Gospel of John. And I have the privilege today of starting us off in this amazing book. And I'm really excited because it's actually one of my favorite books of the Bible. So today's devotional comes from John chapter 1. John chapter 1 is so rich and full of good stuff. So I encourage you, if you have your Bible, to have your Bible out with you and read along with me and really chew on each phrase. So here's John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now, they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing, if you are neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John bore witness, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. you shall be called Cephas, which means Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, follow me. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said to him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit. Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Jesus answered him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered him, because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these. And he said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Amen. John chapter 1 is one of my personal favorite chapters in the whole Bible, because John lays out for us in this opening chapter so clearly and with conviction who Jesus is. Each of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, each of them has its own focus, and the focus of John's Gospel is this: Jesus is God. John does this in such a profound and undeniable way, starting from the very first phrase of the first verse, which says, in the beginning. That phrase, in the beginning, might sound familiar because that's exactly how the Bible starts in Genesis, in the beginning. This is profound because by using this phrase, John is claiming that in order to really understand who Jesus is, we have to go way back to the beginning of the beginning, before the beginning of time and creation in Genesis. In the beginning was the Word. Now, you might be wondering, what is the significance of the Word in verse 1? What is the Word referring to? Well, if we go to the very next verse in verse 2, John says, he was in the beginning with God. So the Word is referring not to an arbitrary word, but to a he, a person. Then all the way down in verse 14, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Then verse 17, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So by the transitive property, we can deduce that the Word in verse 1 is referring to Jesus Christ. So right off the bat, in verse 1 of chapter 1, John declares that in the beginning was Jesus. Jesus was with God, and Jesus is God. What's more is that in verse 4, John says, in him, referring to Jesus, in him was life. In the English language, there's only one word for life. But in the Greek, there are several different words for life with slightly different meanings. One of them is bios, which is physical life, kind of like in biology. Another is psyche, which is kind of an emotional, mental, soul kind of life. Like the word psychology. And lastly, there is Zoe. Shout out to Pastor Chan's beautiful daughter, Zoe Park. And Zoe means life in the deepest sense of the word, the absolute fullness of life, eternal life. And in verse 4, this is the word that John uses. In him was life, Zoe. And to say that Jesus had in him this fullness and depth of life, which was the light of men, that was basically to equate him to God himself. Jesus is God. In the coming weeks, we'll dive more into the Gospel of John to see why John was 100% convinced that Jesus is God. And I hope that through these devotionals, we'll all see a little bit more of who Jesus is and his love for us. One of the reasons why I love this first chapter so much is because of the first verse, which talks about Jesus as God's word. Words are used to describe our thoughts and our intentions and our heart to others. So essentially, Jesus' time on earth is the representation of God's thoughts and intentions and his heart for us. Jesus is God's word incarnate, his love letter to us. So I hope that moves us and gets us excited and eager to hear more of God's word as we explore Jesus through the book of John. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for your word. Your thoughts, your heart were existent before the beginning of time, and it's manifested in the flesh through the earthly life of your son, Jesus. So thank you, Lord, that we can read this word and experience your presence so tangibly. We ask that as we begin this gospel according to John, we begin to fall deeper and deeper into a love relationship with you. May the life and character of Jesus strike our hearts. And like the disciples, may we follow after you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.